USA News. I'm Tim Berg. As the debt ceiling debate continues in Washington, D.C., House Majority Leader Steve Scalise from Louisiana is rejecting claims from Democratic detractors that the Republican plan is slashing veterans funding in their debt ceiling proposal.
Well, we've seen the Secretary of the VA trying to scare people and put out things that they know are completely false. Show me in the bill where it says any of those things. It doesn't. And the President knows that, Martha. The President doesn't want to talk about what's in the bill.
That audio courtesy of ABC's This Week. The plan that passed last week would return discretionary spending levels for most programs to fiscal 2022 levels with a 1% cap on annual increases. An illegal immigrant who was deported at least twice remains on the run after allegedly killing five people in Texas. USA's John Schaefer has the story.
The manhunt continues for the 38-year-old Mexican national who killed five of his neighbors in a town north of Houston. Francisco Oropeza was shooting an AR-15 in his front yard when neighbors asked him to stop because they had a baby that was trying to sleep. That's when Oropeza allegedly gunned them all down, including an 8-year-old. The local sheriff said he could be anywhere by now.
Worried residents continue to place sandbags along the Mississippi River as the river is reaching record levels in parts of Iowa. The National Weather Service says the river was expected to reach 23 feet above flood stage in Dubuque, Iowa. That's the highest it's been in more than 20 years and third highest overall. And House Majority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is in Israel celebrating their 75th anniversary of independence and reaffirming what he says is a special bond between the two nations. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California's Yosemite National Park reopened Sunday after flooding concerns. Park officials say the closure was expected to last until Wednesday. Warm weather was expected to cause record snowpack to melt and flood the area. That's no longer the case since officials say the forecasted river levels went down significantly. The crisis at the border continues as people, weapon, and drugs continue to flood over. The crisis at the border continues as people, weapons, and drugs continue to flood over the southern border. Art Del Cueto, National Border Patrol Council Vice President, shares his thoughts on the crisis on Fox News Live.
The gotaways are a big deal. And that's the distraction that the cartels are using so they can get the individuals with bigger criminal records into the United States and at the same time continue to bring drugs into the country.
Title 42, a COVID-era policy that allowed illegal immigrants to be expelled if they posed a health risk, is set to expire May 11th. At least 14 people in Columbus, Ohio are hospitalized after a roof collapsed at a home near the OSU campus last night. The police were called to the off-campus home shortly after 7:30 p.m. and found nearly three dozen people were hurt. Authorities say the collapse happened as a large number of students were standing on the roof. None of the injuries appear to be life-threatening. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.